But, Pastor, we have Harold. Harold, thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, we're blessed.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the program.
Yes, glad to have you. Well, Harold, go ahead and give some history on yourself. I know you've got an exciting testimony to share, but when you were born again also and how you learned about deliverance and then what changes you saw in your life after your deliverance and then the experiences and where you are now in your ministry.
Okay, well, please monitor me because I really lose track of my time. Let me know when I'm done, okay?
Okay.
And
go ahead.
First of all, it's funny you mentioned David and Goliath, because for the last few weeks I've been drawn to watch the David and Goliath little video snips on YouTube. You know, that story really intrigues me. And that's just been recent.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years and years, I was just so controlled by the enemy. You know, most of us are if we don't know the Lord. And talk about when I was baptized, and I'm asking Holy Spirit just to give me the words. And my baptism, I was born again January 13th, 2013, at exactly 1300 hours, which is kind of interesting, military time-wise, at the age of 60 mm-hmm. years old. I'd spent my whole life lost, but I didn't know I was lost. I thought I knew the Lord. You know, there were even a couple of times where I said that prayer in the shower, you know, and Lord come into my life. Problem was, I hadn't come with a fully repented heart, you know, and I think that's what's really necessary. Never heard of deliverance, never heard a word spoken in church. Had some Catholic church and some other church where the focus is really just keeping people happy and not letting them know how to get healed. You know, there's too many people that don't want to talk about the truth. Well, you know, my life was messed up, and I had a failed marriage. It was my second failed marriage. I had all the sins in the world that I'm not going to list, but an early exposure to pornography led me to that. And it was years later that the Lord showed me why all that was happening in my life. I mean, the idea of generational curses and things that you could inherit from your ancestors was something I'd never really heard of. But I'll tell you what, let me just go back to when my life was the worst, and that was when I was 60. I'm 67 now, and it's just so different. But, you know, I had been praying for the Lord just to kill me in my worst times for a year and a half. That was my daily prayer. But he didn't do that. There was a time when I was in the fetal position in my apartment on September 2nd, 2012, and I was just crying out to the Lord. I mean, I was just really pouring my heart out. Dear God, I can't take this anymore. I cannot do this. You have to come in. You have to take over my life, dear Lord. Please, would you do that? And, you know, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was like this bolt of lightning, a flash of light, and the Lord stepped in. And he broke off that spirit of death that was on me. It was immediate, you know. It was just gone. And he told me, I heard in my head, that I needed to get down to this church down the road that I'd been looking at. And so I went. When I went, the pastor was preaching on Romans 8, you know, 8:8. What I heard was unconditional love. So my first experience of deliverance was when the Lord himself stepped in and broke that spirit of death. Then he led me to a pastor that I was supposed to be with. I encourage people to find somebody who knows the full gospel, you know, is aware about things like that. And I was led on this journey. I was on fire, you know. I went and bought a Bible. I had never really owned a Bible. He led me to one. And it was just awesome. I got water baptized. I went to see a deliverance minister, and it was actually before Everett, you know, and a few things broke off in addition, so things were getting cleaned up, and that was good. One day the Lord said it was 4 years after that. He says, I think it's time for you to find a mate again. You know, I said, really? So that's a whole other story. But I went through some healing. The Lord led me to this beautiful woman who's just an amazing creation of the Lord. And we're so blessed. We have a ministry together right now. But there was still unfinished business. You know, I was on the computer around that same time as I was courting my new wife that he led me to, and there was this story about this exorcist in Oklahoma that was involved in checking out some things. There was at this church, I guess somebody was going in and they were taking these Bibles and messing them up. And wow, I said, what an interesting story. What is that? You know, who is this guy? You know, in the Deliverance Ministries, I felt compelled to contact him, and I did. And we had a little conversation, email-wise. And lo and behold, it was a few years later, on November 15th, 2016, is when I was there with Everett at his ministry, and my life had already begun to change dramatically for the better. But guess what? There were so many things I still had that were issues. After our deliverance session, we counted about 75 demons that were cast out. And strongholds that I'd had were broken just like that. Pornography issues I had were gone, even though they were curtailed quite a bit through some activities of self-deliverance and things like that. I have to tell anybody who's listening that if you're considering deliverance and wondering if there's value to going to see a skilled minister, I will tell you right now, that's what you need to do. I don't care what it takes. Go find somebody who loves the Lord, is in this ministry, and understands that there's such a thing called demons. If the Lord gives you a gift like he gave to me, and the gift was to just to know that demons are real and that there are open doors in your life that are the roots of some of the issues that you have, go to somebody who understands these things. You know, go to someone who preached to you about Luke 10:19. I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and you will not be harmed. I never heard that before until actually I met Everett. And he's, of course, the warrior that he's been for all these years, and here he was preaching. He has a subtle way about him, and I'm talking about Everett and his manner because, you know, with deliverance, you can watch all kinds of videos and you can see all kinds of screaming and yelling. And I've come to understand that in deliverance, we're not talking about a power encounter between the Lord and Satan and his minions. There's no question about the fact that the Lord has more power. Like the devil is like a gnat, a flea, compared to the Lord's power. The blood of Jesus Christ, one drop of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ could annihilate the kingdom of
Satan.
Yet we're unaware, you know, because ignorance is the biggest tool of the enemy. And so I came to understand that it's not so much how much you yell and scream at the enemy, because that doesn't really affect him. It's about truth. It's not a power encounter. It's a truth encounter. So when you learn that you're a child of God, and when you appropriate the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ, and when you thank him for dying on the cross and being that bridge between us and the Lord God, you know, and saving our lives so we can have eternal life. When you come to understand the power that you have as a Christian, you won't have issues like you had before deliverance. Now, what I mean by that is I came to understand that there are demons in our lives that we either let into our lives because of our own sins or because of the sins of our ancestors, you know, and lots of other areas, but all we have to do is make sure that we're confessing our sins to the Lord. All we have to do is be sure that we're forgiving everyone in our life, everyone, because I used to think forgiveness was just something that an option, but the Lord's Prayer says, you know, I'll forgive you as you forgive others. It's a requirement. Unforgiveness is the biggest open door for the enemy. It just comes right in. So if we confess our sins to the Lord, if we forgive others, truly forgive them, including ourselves, because one of the biggest stumbling blocks I had was myself. I didn't forgive myself for some of the things I had done, dear God, you know, things that so many of us do because we just don't know any better. Or sometimes we can't help it because there are these driving spirits, you know, that come in. And if you ever had a situation that, you know, you weren't supposed to be involved in and you don't want to do this thing, and whether it's porn or some other kind of addiction or whatever, and you just feel this compulsive desire to do it and you lose the battle, you know, and then you do this thing you don't want to do, well, very well could be a compulsive spirit, a driving spirit that was there. But when I was with Everett,
yes,
there were a lot of things that were driven out and gone. And when I look at the list of things that were wrong when I stepped into his ministry, and then I look at the things right now that are wrong, which are, so, I mean, I had 150 things that were wrong, and now I've got 12 or 14 that will probably still be with me. But, man, I'm telling you, deliverance, because of Jesus Christ and because of the power that we have, we can command these enemies to be gone, but we've got to cancel the rights that they have, you know, through forgiveness.
Yeah.
We have to renounce those ways and Satan, and we have to command those spirits to leave. You know, if we don't tell them to get out, they're going to stick around. All they're going to do is just freeload on you, and they're going to just stick around until you kick them out. And Everett wrote the best book I've ever seen on deliverance, and if you don't own it, I really recommend you go get it now. And you can find it on his website, which I believe is delmin.org. And I will tell you now that my life is so different. When I couldn't sleep, I never had nights that I couldn't sleep before. I was always, you know, having all kinds of issues and health issues and mental issues, you know, just depression constantly. And, of course, all these things I was doing I shouldn't be doing. My life's not like that now. Now, it doesn't mean I don't fall now and then, but, you know, if you fall, what happens is the enemy wants you to stay down and feel like you're guilty, you're no good. See, I told you that nothing worked. No. You have to get up and you say, look, I fell, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the one that I follow. He forgives me. You know, you give that sin up to the Lord. You get up and you continue your journey. You tell that devil, get out in Jesus' name, because he's not going to slow you down. Confess that sin again.
Amen.
Just keep on going. You know. So today, what's happened in my life?
And here,
can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Fine.
Should I keep going?
What kind of ministry you've share the kind of ministry the Lord has led you into after those deliverances you had. How your life has changed, ministry wise.
All right. Ministry wise, I felt compelled to spread the word. I started creating websites online to let people know about deliverance. I have one called deliverancenow.org. I have one called demonsdontrule.com. That one leads to a YouTube channel that I have where I've made some videos about deliverance. So my ministry has been online. I think the biggest thing has been I've discovered a gift of music that I've had with my wife and I. We have a music ministry now called Bible Belt Blues. Our website is BibleBeltBlues.org. You can visit that website because he's given a gift to my wife of lyrics, and she writes these lyrics that are biblically sound. And he's given me the gift of music and singing. I never really knew I could sing, but my wife encouraged me to sing. So now we have this music. And this, we've taken this music and we've gone out and won awards with it. And now this year, we're being asked by churches and other organizations to come in and do these concerts because the music is focused on repentance, sin, salvation. The lyrics are clear and they're biblical, and they lead people to repentance, you know, even though the music is very interesting. So I've got this music ministry with my wife. It's called BibleBeltBlues.org. We're just every day up and doing this, and I just love her so much. And I would never have had this opportunity. I would never have discovered this gift that I have and the gift that she has and known to pursue this ministry had I not pursued deliverance, had I not had help from somebody like Everence and like Everett. So anybody out there, if you're thinking about deliverance and you're just not really sure, please just do it. The enemy is trying to tell you that, no, it's not real. It's real. Get out there. Go see somebody. Work with somebody. Pray. Be sincere. Get delivered and get discovered, because there are things that you're supposed to do that you're not doing now because these demons, they're holding you back. So I guess that's my little piece there. God bless everybody, and I hope that came through okay. And sure, I'm happy to have had the opportunity to speak.
Well, yeah, we have a few more minutes, Harold, and I think it's really exciting. I've listened to quite a bit of your music, and it's you got a real talent there, God-given, of course. You didn't even know you could sing.
No.
And here you are singing now. The Lord does that kind of thing, doesn't he? So
he does.
Yeah.
He does. And, I mean, if you really do, you go listen to that music, BibleBellBlues.org. We've got links to all. We published two albums, the latest one, My God, My God. Really, honestly, I never sang before. I mean, and the music, when we sit down to play music, I pray to the Lord God, Holy Spirit, give us the music. He gives us the music. Boom, it's recorded. And the biggest challenge I have is going back to play it consciously, because it was created in the state when we were in prayer with the Holy Spirit. So most of that music you hear was done, you know, with prayer, and I couldn't really myself sit down and try to figure out this music or even compose it, because he was using my fingers, he was moving everything. And that's, you're right, it's a gift, and I would not have discovered that had I not had deliverance. Is that fair enough, Everett?
Yes. Well, that's what you call supernatural, Harold. That's for sure. And just think how many people you're touching and will touch in the coming years. It will go nowhere but up. Amen.
Yeah. Well, one last thing is talk about supernatural. This is a Bible Belt Blues. We were sitting. I was playing this music in front of the microphone and asking the Lord what I was supposed to sing. How was I supposed to sing this song? And it actually came out like the voice of this fellow, Skip James, who is a blues player, a famous blues player, with my falsetto voice, which I really didn't know that I had. And so, wow, when we were done with that, my wife and I looked at each other, and we just, wow, what happened? It's supernatural, Everett. It's definitely supernatural. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, thank you, Harold, so much for sharing all that. Wow. What a history from your deliverance. And when one, these demons, as you mentioned, are blocking one's God-given gifts, and until you get these demons gone, it's just going to continue the rest of your life until you get them out. And so the body of Christ is very vulnerable and is under this bondage of the spirits. It's worldwide, and Christians, again, are the target. So it behooves Christians to learn who they are in Jesus and then start applying that power and setting people free, including themselves. Well, Harold, thank you so much, brother. It was a great testimony. Blessings to you and your wife down there. And it's in Mississippi, right?
In Mississippi. We're Gulfport, Mississippi. God bless you. Again, BibleBeltBlues.org. And I had already emailed Everett before, you know. Had I not gone through that deliverance, there would be no music. And I'm just so grateful for what I have. So, again, Everett, thank you for what you do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Harold. God bless you, brother.
Yes, Harold. Thank you
Bye-bye.
Very much. Powerful testimony.
All right, y'all. God bless. Bye-bye.
Powerful, powerful. That's just...
Wow.
Talking about being at that point in life. You know, when you're praying for Lord to kill you. That's not the Holy Spirit directing you in that direction. That's obviously.
But the Lord even stepped in.
Stepped in and saved him, delivered him. Seeing that flash of light, wow, that's just, I love hearing testimonies like that. And I've heard a lot of testimonies where people have been to that point in their life, that spirit of death that came on them, and in the transformation, it's just, wow, the lives he's helped and getting absolutely perfect with what I talked about with that quote, that, the devil doesn't attack an empty home, he attacks a full home, and if there wasn't something valuable inside, it wouldn't be taking you on. And I'm positive their assignments were to keep him from the singing. Singing is a wonderful, wonderful tool of deliverance. It's a wonderful tool of fellowship. It's commanded to sing praises all through Scripture, and it's just with the website like that, there's no telling how many people he's helped. Here we are back to that original number, 738. How many people that those people are going to help that we don't know about,
and
from you helping Harold and Harold having that website, and there's no telling how many people from there that he's touched and who they'll touch and so on and so on. So it's just fantastic testimonies on both parts. What a great way to start off the new year, the new calendar year.
Amen.
Awesome. And again, that's deliveranceusa.com if you want to get to the website. Or if you do need that book, which was plugged by Brother Harold, you can call Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that book. I think we asked a $20 offering for it, and he'll get it out to you. But fantastic testimonies this evening. Pastor, as always, good to be with you. We invite you all back next week to join us. God bless, and have a good evening.
God bless, everyone.
Chapter 10, verse